Baba from Oakley. This is the Rorschach Turkey Update from the 6th of January, 2026. A quick summary of what's going down in Turkey. In late December, the parliament passed the 11th Judicial Reform Package, a wide-ranging set of legal changes that has already led to the early release of thousands of prisoners. The reform excludes people convicted of terrorism, organized crime, sexual violence, intentional killing of family members, and those held responsible for buildings that collapsed in deadly earthquakes. It also allows people convicted of less serious offenses committed on or before the 31st of July 2023 to move from closed prisons to open facilities or supervised release. The decision has sparked public backlash, especially after reports that a man released under the new rules killed his partner days later in the southern city of Diyarbakir. Critics questioned risk assessments and supervision, while women's rights groups warned that the releases could increase violence against women. On a similar note, on Saturday the 3rd, the Sözcü news outlet reported that the ruling Justice and Development Party is working on a legal amendment that could reduce prison time for some people convicted under terrorism laws. The proposal would change sentence enforcement rules, allowing the release of eligible prisoners after serving half of their sentence instead of three quarters. Sözcü linked the move to renewed peace talks involving the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, and said it could lead to the release of thousands jailed for PKK membership. The PKK announced in May 2025 that it would disband following a call from Abdullah Öcalan, its imprisoned leader. Eligibility would reportedly depend on whether an organization has formally dissolved, a condition that would apply to the PKK but exclude people imprisoned for the links to the Gulen movement, responsible for the 2016 coup attempt. Officials have not confirmed the report. On Tuesday the 6th, a court sentenced Selahattin Demirtas, the former co-chair of the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party, to over a year in prison for insulting the president. The case focused on speeches Demirtas delivered in 2015 in the southern cities of Mersin and Diyarbakir during the height of political tensions following the collapse of the peace process between the PKK and the government. Demirtas couldn't attend the hearing because he's been in prison since 2016 in connection with terrorism-related cases. His lawyers asked for additional time to respond to the prosecutor's opinion, but the court rejected the request and also dismissed a motion to recuse the judge. On Monday the 5th, President Erdogan commented on many international issues in an interview with news outlet Bloomberg. He once again addressed Turkey's return to the F-35 fighter jet program. He said Turkey's participation was necessary for NATO security and that the decision to remove Turkey from the program was unjust. Erdogan also commented on the Halbank case, calling the accusations unfounded and saying he expects a lawful and fair outcome. The case in the United States focuses on the allegations that Halbank, a state-owned bank, helped Iran bypass U.S. sanctions through gold and money transfer schemes in the 2010s. He also commented on Gaza, saying Turkey stands in key position for a planned international stability force because of its historical ties with Palestinians, past diplomatic and security channels with Israel, and its role as a NATO member. On the same day, Erdogan also spoke with Donald Trump on the phone about bilateral relations, defense industry cooperation, trade, and several global issues. Erdogan later revealed that he raised concerns about the U.S. operation that led to Nicolas Maduro, the Venezuelan leader, being taken to the United States. He warned that actions violating sovereignty and international law risk wider instability and said Venezuela should not be pushed into chaos. With the end of December, Turkey finalized pay increases for millions of public employees and retirees. Retirees under the Social Security Institution, the Social Security scheme that covers private sector workers or business owners, will receive a 13% raise, while civil servants and retired civil servants will get a 19% increase. The six-month inflation difference determines these adjustments and also raises social assistance payments and the severance pay ceiling. Under the current agreement, civil servants will receive an additional 11% raise in the first half of 2026, with inflation differences added on top. In contrast, Social Security Institution retirees receive increases directly tied to inflation. The gap between the groups has revived debate over a possible welfare adjustment. The government plans to address that issue during the upcoming Cabinet and Economic Coordination Board meetings. On Friday the 2nd, it came to light that the Court of Accounts, Turkey's top audit body, found rule violations in salary and benefit payments at the state-owned Petroleum Pipeline Corporation, or BOTAŞ, which reported a 45 billion Turkish lira loss, about 1.27 billion U.S. dollars, in 2024. Auditors said that the company paid managers and senior staff shift fees above legal limits and excluded those payments from official salary caps set by a presidential decree. They said that the fees didn't qualify as overtime because employees did not work extra hours. The audit also found unlawful extra payments to non-union staff and child care assistants paid to over 450 employees without a legal basis. The Court of Accounts called for the payments to stop and for the money to be recovered. On Wednesday the 1st, a New Year's Day march in Istanbul held in solidarity with Gaza drew hundreds of thousands of people and sparked strong criticism. An Adulu agency reported that around 520,000 people gathered. Critics say the event pushed Gaza into the background as groups linked to the Turkey Youth Foundation placed Bilal Erdogan, President Erdogan's younger son, at the center of the rally. He leads the foundation and has drawn attention as debate continues over whether ruling party circles see him as a possible future leader, despite holding no elected office. Opponents described the march as a state-backed show presented as civic activism. They said it raised Bilal Erdogan's public profile while sidelining calls to confront companies accused of maintaining trade links with Israel. On Friday the 2nd, Tayfun Kahraman, a city planner imprisoned since April 2022 in the Gezi Park case, was hospitalized after a multiple sclerosis attack. Kahraman has reportedly been living with multiple sclerosis since 2005 and requires further tests and treatment. The 2013 Gezi case was a high-profile trial linked to plans to open Gezi Park in Istanbul to construction and later expanded into wider demonstrations against government policies. A journalist pointed out that the symptoms could indicate a new lesion in the brain or spinal cord. His lawyer renewed calls for his release pending trial, citing his health and time already served. In July 2025, the Constitutional Court ruled that Kahraman's right to a fair trial had been violated and ordered a retrial. The heavy penal court hasn't enforced the ruling, despite its publication in the Official Gazette back in October 2025. On Friday the 2nd, Turkey began allowing visa-free entry for Chinese citizens following a presidential decree. The decision allows Chinese nationals to visit Turkey for tourism or transit for up to 90 days within a 180-day period. The move, which does not apply to Turkish citizens traveling to China, aims to boost tourism and deepen bilateral ties. The Chinese ambassador to Turkey welcomed the step, while critics raised concerns over its one-sided nature and raised concerns about its security and human rights, particularly regarding the treatment of Uyghur Turks in China. The decision has fueled debate as Turkey seems to expand tourism while recalibrating its relationship with China. Closing this edition, on Monday the 5th, in a Turkish language article published on Anadolu Agency, Güseli Kınarlı reported that climate change, marine pollution, and invasive species will shape Turkey's marine science agenda in 2026. Scientists said research will focus on the northwestern sea of Marmara, the Turkish Straits, and the Black Sea in the north, alongside expanded national climate monitoring systems. Experts linked this push to preparations for COP31, the United Nations Climate Summit, where countries present data, policy plans, and mitigation strategies. Bayram Öztürk, president of the Turkish Marine Research Foundation, warned that warming seas speed up invasive species, with more than 100 already identified in the Sea of Marmara. Researchers stressed that stronger data will help Turkey influence climate negotiations and policy decisions. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. We want to start this new year off on the right foot, so send us some feedback to improve our shows. Hoşça kalın!